You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Special chag with olive oil, just the oil, and not other miracles that took place. And there are many, many miracles that took place, like Chanukah HaMizbeach, as we mentioned, the Mizbeach was back to service. The Milchama, the war that they won. So now the question here is, why only we celebrate the oil? That's the only thing, you know, we remind ourselves. Oil, Mizbeach, no. Mizbeach, the fire would come down to the Mizbeach. That's true, but the Mizbeach.
Whatever you mix with oil, oil comes out.
Ah, Chazaka Baruch, Chazaka Baruch. That's exactly, it's not true. You can make an experiment actually right now. You know, you bring some oil and then some water and stir it. Does it mix?
No.
No? Doesn't mix? Doesn't? No, when you stir it, like put it in the blender, does it mix?
It's kadosh, it's separate.
No? You sure? You need to try it tonight. Does it mix?
At first, maybe.
So it mixes?
Yes, no, yes or no?
What do you mean, yes or no? No, my question is, does it mix or not?
No, it doesn't mix. Because if the force is there, it doesn't.
Why is it not? It mix.
It gets mixed together, but it comes separate again.
I know, but if you stir water and oil, you don't see that the oil is mixed with the water?
No, it doesn't get mixed.
Just like the rain that comes down doesn't hit each other, this one also.
Fine, but you see the combination of the water and the oil.
There's no combination.
It no?
Looks like it mixed, but it doesn't mix.
You sure?
Yes.
But when you stir it, what happens? Where is the oil when you mix it?
Inside the water.
Inside the water. So it doesn't consider as mix?
No, the water is not inside the oil. The oil is inside the water. But
no, we're not talking about inside. We're not, it's not a chemical lab. But you see, the oil is mixed with the water.
It comes up right away.
No, that's the second step.
The water tries to grab the oil, but it cannot.
But it mixes.
No.
When you stir it, where's the oil?
It's inside the water, but it doesn't.
So that means it mixed with the water.
They get together.
No, but let's say.
As soon as you stop stirring it, it will separate again.
I know.
Jewish people live between the goy.
No, in a chemical lab. Don't get to the Divrei Torah. No, we're not talking about these things. No. And let's say you have apple and oranges, you put it in the bag. They're not mixed together?
Yes, they are.
They are next to each other. They're not mixed.
Next means mix. It's not that they're separated. They're mixed. They're mixed together. That's what term of the mix means. Mix means they're not in a separate domain. So now here, why are we separating the oil? Because, first of all, Am Yisrael are compared to oil, olive oil. Zayit Ra'anan. I mean, Yirmiyah HaNavi brings the Pasuk. So now the message here is that Yehudi should understand that the things affects him. Things has impact on him. Like, people that you don't know, they get angry. Why do you get angry?
They lose their own.
Because people bother them, because they don't listen. Okay, you tell them and tell them and tell them, you don't listen. You know, and then it gets you frustrated, it gets you angry, because they go against whatever that you tell them to do, they break their rule and get you angry. So now here, the message is that in Chanukah, we have to mechanech, as the Chanukah is all about. And that means, the nature of a human being here is, you cannot say I'm par, either he's basari or halavi. There's no such a thing as a par person. That means it's too, it could be very, 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 disturbed or extremely disturbed. So now here, we learn from the oil, very, very important lesson. You cannot say, this doesn't bother me, you know, I'm okay. There's no such a thing. Because we have feeling, and then we're hurt, we're bothered. No. So now, the same with that, the oil, you see, when he's mixed in circumstances, so then he has a special power. What's so special about the oil? Right away, he pulls himself up. He mixes, but he's able to pull himself up. So that means that we have to create the inner strength that when things that we feel it goes wrong, we should not let it to drag. Just like the oil mixes, with the whatever that you mix with, but he's able to right away pull himself up. Things might make you sad, unhappy, and you are affected by the circumstances. But you have to learn from the oil, even though that you might, you know, be affected by people and the behavior of the people, but you have to learn from the oil right away to pull yourself up. It's not easy. It's very hard. Because, unfortunately, when we are bothered, and then it sinks in, and then becomes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's why people that you never hear and you don't know about them, they say, I'm like this. And what does that mean? That they chose to be like this. They chose, you know, that's how they're going to react to the matter. They chose, you know, they don't know any other way. I'm like this. This bothers me. This makes me unhappy. But here, the reason that we celebrate Hanukkah only by oil, because to learn from the oil, that even though that you mixed with the environment in some way, you have to learn to pull yourself up right away. Things might make you unhappy, but pull yourself up and tell yourself, no, I have to be happy. Things might bother you, you have to pull yourself up and say, no, I'm not going to be bothered with this. And that's the task that Yehudi has. That Chas v'Shalom, don't let things get into you and bother you. Happened to me, the poor man that came to the Rav, said, Kibbutz HaRav, you know, I cannot go on anymore. I don't know what to do. You know, things are very hard, and we have nothing. Nothing is left in the house. So HaRav said, you know, I pray for you to win the lottery. He comes next week and says, Kibbutz HaRav, nothing happened. He said, you know, okay, I have to do tikkunim and so on. It'll come back next week, but I'm ashamed, everything will be okay. He comes back, he says, no, Kibbutz HaRav, nothing is going on. So that's very puzzling. I'm going to ask a Shailat Halom. I'm going to ask in Shomayim, what was happening? You know, why? Because the tefillah that I did for you, for sure, you know, you had to go to the lottery. So he asked Shailat Halom, so in the dream, they informed the Rav and said, you know, your tefillot was accepted, but this poor man never went to buy a lottery ticket. So now here, you could do lots of tefillot, Baruch Hashem, you know, a lot of segulot, but you forget to buy the lottery ticket, and that is your tefillot and segulot, and all the time that you put in, unfortunately missing an ingredient that is called simcha. You're not sameach. You're not in peace. And that's what exactly the oil is all about. You have to be on the top. So shalom, you don't let no the circumstances, whether that you feel that maybe it's hard, it's tough to get into you. Because, you know, the Rav did a lot of tefillot for you. And you only need to buy one little ticket and we'll win millions of dollars.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's the timing that you have to make sure that no matter what, don't say, you make me angry, it's all your fault. That doesn't work, because oil, never blame anybody. That's the quality of the oil. They say, no, you orange juice, your apple juice. They say, no, I don't care, I'm going to be on the top. No matter what you are, I'm going to stay on the top. And that's the quality of the oil. That's what the Yehudi should know. Don't say, you know, it's like this, it's like that, you know, I can't. And Hashem is like, you know.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.